Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Real Coach Lindsay on Instagram, and welcome to the Wake Up with WFAB podcast. Today, we're doing something a little different. I usually do, you know, something about confidence or some sort of like strictly mindset thing, but today I'm doing the topic of sales, 10 commandments of sales, okay? And I think it's really important to do this no matter what job you're in, what position you're in life. It doesn't matter. Sales is key to life. It's key to life, okay? So when it comes to, and I feel like this is such an important mindset training, like it really is. So when it comes to sales, also guys, I got Invisalign. And so I can't talk right. It's not in right now, but I can't talk right. So please excuse me. But okay, when it comes to sales, you have to completely embrace that you're going to have to sell no matter what your job or position is in life. Okay, so sales really is a key to survival, a key to prosperity. All right, and you're either selling a product or you're selling yourself, okay? And there is no exception to this rule. People are so bent out of shape when they say that they don't wanna be salesy, or they hate sales, or they don't wanna do a sales position, when they don't realize that no matter what you do in life, even if you are a stay-at-home mom, even if you are just a wife, I don't know, whatever, or not just a wife, but you know, you still had to have sales in order to get that position. Cassie, I see you. Oh, it's 6 a.m. over here. I used to do that when I lived in California. I would get up this early to be on Wake Up with WFAB. Okay, so think of some roles in life. What are your guys' roles? Whether it's your job title, your role in life, what are some roles? Drop it in the chat. Stay-at-home mom. Even as a stay-at-home mom, like, you have to sell your husband on being able to be a stay-at-home mom. Wife, dog mom, auntie. In order to get the dog you wanted, you had to sell the person that's your dog. It was going to go to you. Oh my God, someone said have a husband. All right, let's drop some job titles. Like, think about, you know, the receptionist, the receptionist who wants the raise, right? An actress who wants the part, the guy who wants the girl. Like, the only common denominator in that is sales, right? Even when you're trying to negotiate a lower price, you're not buying, you're selling, right? So you have to start preparing now, and you have to build this skill set to survive and do well in life, right? And it's so critical, this skill set, the skill set of sales is so critical to like prosperity and having an abundant life, but it's not taught in school. And like, we know at this point that the most important skills needed in life are not taught in school, right? And I've learned more from business events and conferences and audiobooks and YouTube than like, what is it, 17 years of education? So much more from YouTube. Like, we need a YouTube university, right? So just, you guys have to remember that nothing else guarantees you a position or an advancement or a level up in life. Not your grades, like, because my grades have nothing to do with my life now. Like, I got a 4.2 in high school. For what? For what? Nothing. Nothing. Your resume. People get hired all the time for a completely new job, completely new position with no experience, just because they were able to persuade the person to hire them. They were able to sell themselves, right? So I am going to talk about, and this comes from Grant Cardone, because I love Grant Cardone. And if you guys have not read the book, Sell or Be Sold, you need to immediately. I don't care what you do in life. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home mom and you just get on here for some mindset calls. You need to go read Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone. I promise you. Okay. So these are the 10 commandments of sales. We're going to go through it one by one. Cassie, you haven't read it yet? Oh my God. It's one of those books that I love so much. I've read like three or four times at this point. Like, it is so good. Yeah, Sell or Be Sold. Okay. So, 10 commandments of sales. Number one is be proud and be positive. You have to dress like you're proud. You have to act like you're proud. And you have to be the most positive person in the room. Negativity is people attract to it, but they don't attract to it in a positive way. They attract to it in a negative way, and it just feeds off of each other. So in sales, you need to be known as the po most positive person that people know because it's attractive. People radiate toward that. And when you're positive, you're a problem solver. And I'm not talking about like toxic positivity. I'm talking about having, why did I move this? Oh well. Yeah, you're a problem solver, right? If you are positive, right? And also it's a solution-based problem solver. Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, you need to be proud. So this goes into number two, which is dress for sales success. Okay. So people need to comment, like, especially if you're getting on a Zoom call with someone, a new client, a potential whatever, people need to comment on your outfit. Like, you want to look sharp, you want to look the part, right? And like, so many people are like, I don't have money for clothes, I don't have money for clothes. And I'm like, you have to even invest in, have you guys heard of like a capsule closet on TikTok? People talking about that. It's like a basically like a bunch of staple essential pieces that you can put together that just look classy no matter how you put them together, right? A bunch of neutrals, a bunch of solid pieces, right? Invest even in that, right? You could spend like, I don't know, like $300 to $500 on Fashion Nova and Shein or whatever and completely reset your wardrobe, right? But when you look good, you feel good. And that is just like a general rule that's always been a thing. Okay. So number three is see the sale. So even if think of this in the perspective of like a guy going after a girl, right? He sees them together already. In his mind, he is a visionary. He sees this girl and he's like, holy crap, this is the one. I can see us together. I could, a lot of people say like, within the first times of meeting a woman, a guy knows that they want to be with her. And so he sees within the first couple times, like she could be the mother of my kids, she could be my wife, whatever. So he sees it before she does, or like realistically, that's how it should go, right? So when you're seeing the sale, you have to see it before anyone else sees it. You have to picture your client using our AI. You have to picture our client or your potential posting on social media, right? You have to see the potential in it before they see it themselves. Because if you leave it up to a customer or someone else, like imagine the guy just leaves it up with leaves it up to the girl, right? To see the sale, nothing is going to happen, right? So if you can't see it happen, it will not happen. With anything in life, you have to believe it. Anything that you want, you have to believe it before anyone else does. Right? Okay. Number four is so important. Okay. It is number four is be sold on your offer. Whatever it is. Like I said, even if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're like, you're transitioning, it's your first child, you're transitioning from working to being a stay-at-home mom. Be sold on the fact that you deserve to be a stay-at-home mom, right? If you're not sold on it and you're questioning, I don't know if I should stay home. Maybe I should send the kid to daycare. I don't know. Your husband is not going to be sold, right? If you are not sold on your offer first, right? Or and you know, and you're in a product, say you're in WFAB. If you are not sold on what we have here, if you have not built that belief, if you have not seen the results firsthand for yourself, if you haven't asked someone, if you haven't went to an event, if you haven't seen the paychecks that can potentially come in, you haven't seen how much money you can make with trading, whatever it is, like people are not going to buy from you if you are not sold on yourself. Because the more you believe, the more you naturally exude confidence, and it's genuine confidence, right? Some people don't even own their own product. Have you guys heard of those water systems that are like $4,000? They like convert your water from tap water into like alkaline water. Miranda said so good though. Think of how many people are selling those things. They don't even have it. They're like total hypocrite. Like they're saying like you can absolutely cannot drink tap water. And they're not even using the damn system, right? You have to be able to say, I have bought it and I would buy it at normal retail price. And what's great for us in WFAM is that we all have to pay the full price. Like I'm on Elite. I have paid the $1,500 for a system that's worth over $125,000 a year, right? So you have to be so sold on your product that you are willing to buy it yourself without any discount at all, right? Let's see, number five. And like, okay, also, Grant Cardone says that he has a sales team, and I actually know someone that works for him too. And he's like a mini version of Grant Cardone, right? And if you don't know who Grant Cardone is, by the way, he's like a big real estate guy. He does a lot of sales trainings. He does the 10X conference. He's amazing. He's like, honestly, he's psycho. He's one of those people you're like, how do you have this much energy? But every morning or every Monday, he says every Monday, and his family is straight goals. Like even his daughters, I'm like, girl, you have more skills than I do sometimes. It really is so important to raise your children right in that way, right? But every Monday, he meets with his sales team and he's like, why should people buy our products? Why should people take advantage of our services? Why should people buy from us? And it resells you on you, right? So every Monday, maybe get in the habit of looking through the results channel, asking everyone the results that they're getting, calling your customers, calling your whoever, and asking how they're doing, right? So that way you can get resold consistently on yourself, because sometimes if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and then it just goes downhill from there, right? Because what you focus on grows. If you're focusing on people getting results, it's going to grow, right? Okay, number five is know your value proposition. Okay, so this has nothing to do with your product. It has nothing to do with the price. This has everything to do with what do you bring to the table that sets you apart from others? How are you different from the competition, right? And in WFAB, we all offer the same exact product, the same exact service, but what makes you different? That could be your dedication. That could be how much you're willing to follow up with someone. That could be committing to having a whole, like for me, I feel like I can really help people with their social media, which really has nothing to do with our platform. It kind of does, but I can really help people with their social media and photography, videography. Like what sets you apart from others? And like you have to get really clear on that, so that way you know what you're offering, right? But some people, they will just use a product, use a price, and then that person will go buy it more expensive from someone else because that person is more dedicated, right? Okay, number six, always agree with the client. Okay, even in relationships, always agree. Always agree, even in whatever, friendships, relationships, your parents, whoever, always agree, okay? And this concept was also in a book called, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, I believe. We're going to set a hard no on that one for relationships. No, listen, it doesn't mean that they're right. It's not, this is not the customer is always right. Okay, this does not mean that they're right. Say someone's like, the price is too high. Say, Miranda, say you're like, I really want this new bag. You told me that you wanted a new bag. I really want this new Chanel bag. And your husband's like, the price is too high. You say, I agree with you. It is too high, but that doesn't mean I don't want it that bad. I want it really bad. So I don't care if the price is high. I agree with you. The price is too high, but I still want it. Right? You're agreeing with them. They're right. They're absolutely right. But why does it matter? Right? Even if it is not true, you still want them to feel like they are right. Right? If someone is telling you, like, I did not plan on getting started today. I don't really have the money. I understand. I'm sure you're right. But how do you want to handle this? Do you throw a MasterCard? Right? Like, it's okay. You're right. You didn't plan on getting started today, but let's do it anyways. Let's do it anyways. Right? If you don't have always, you're going to end up with nevers, right? So always agree with the client, even if they're right or not. People love feeling like they're right. In most relationships, I don't know if you guys know this, in most relationships, when they go to therapy, or even if they're just fighting, they're fighting over being right. So if you take that out of the equation and you make the other person feel like they're right, then typically you get your way. You get your way. And there is no value in telling the customer or whoever you're talking to that they're wrong. Like there is literally no value in telling them that they're wrong, right? If you don't have always, you will get never. Okay, number seven, we only have 10. Number seven, super freak your demonstration presentation, okay? So think of real estate. Imagine you are selling, you're in Miami, you're selling a $12 million condo, right? Do you think that the person, it is mouthful, do you think that the person selling or buying that $12 million condo thinks that it's worth $12 million? Question, honest question, drop it in the chat. Yes or no? Do you think that the person buying a $12 million condo thinks it's actually worth $12 million? Or do you think it's worth more? Or do you think it's worth less? Or do you think they think it's worth more or worth less? I don't know about you, but if I'm spending $12 million on a condo, I think it's worth more than that. I think the investment and the problem being solved, the money that I'm spending, is worth more than the money actually spent, right? Even if it's false, even if it's not true, even if it's worth less than that, I'm spending that money because I believe that the value is worth more than what I'm paying. That's just how it is, right? So when you are demonstrating or presenting something, you have to make a $1,500 product. You have to show its value, that it's worth, this $1,500 product is worth over $125,000 a year, right? It's worth over $125,000 a year, but you only have to pay $1,500 once and a little tiny monthly fee. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's nothing. That is nothing. You are getting the best deal in the whole freaking world, right? The problem that is being solved is worth more than the money spent, okay? But the only way that people are going to realize that is if you super freak your demonstration presentation, as he says. Yeah, you have to show people the value in order for them to believe it, right? Okay, number eight. Number eight, be time efficient. Be conscious and aware of time. So many people are like, I don't have time. But time is not there to defend you, right? So I used to talk about how success loves speed a lot. That used to be like one of the main topics that I would talk about. And this does not mean like this doesn't just mean like in a few months or in your first year or whatever. This means every day, every day. You want to get as much selling done in the shortest amount of time possible. You have to compact your time to be efficient. Even Daniel D talks about that. He's like, don't go post your sign up in the chats immediately. Use that momentum to take you to the next sale. I just signed up a girl who did this. I just got off the phone with someone who is struggling with this. Maybe it's not their situation, but maybe it's relatable. Use that momentum to go into the next sale. Be time efficient. Success loves speed. Compact what you do and be speedy on the daily, right? Also, something when it comes to I will share my bullet points in the chat. Yes, ma'am. Got you. When it comes to time, something that I feel like a lot of us don't understand is, and something that like really stood out to me when I was listening to this, was spending more time with a client will not ensure the sale. Spending more time with a client will not ensure the sale, and you're not bringing any value to anyone by just taking their time. Like, no value is given to them until the sale is done. Right? So when it comes to time, some people can close in a 15-minute phone call, some people can close in a 30-minute phone call, but I feel like the longer you go, the more you're talking them in and out and in and out. They were good. They were ready. They were all ready. You gave them all the things that they needed to hear. And then all of a sudden you keep talking because you're not answering the questions that they're asking. You're just talking for no reason. And then you're talking them out of it. Right? Whose love language is quality time? Drop a one in the chat. A one in the chat. Let's say it's my number two. But does the amount of time have anything to do with how much time, the quality of the time? If your boyfriend's like, or your husband is like, I will spend all day in the same room as you, but I'm gonna do something else. I'm gonna play a video game. I'm gonna watch my show. You can do something else. No, so why are you doing that to a client? Right? Quality time is spending one-on-one time with them, giving them value, pouring into them. Even if it's just, I don't know, playing a game or cooking dinner together or whatever. Right? So when it comes to sales, spend quality time, not just more time. Right? And that's going to increase your closing ratio. Okay? Number nine. We have two more. Number nine, assume the close always. First of all, if you are in WFAB, why would someone not want to do this? Why would someone, you know, I know a reason why. Because they're lazy. But you know what? Even lazy people can benefit from this because we have an AI. I had a person last night, they applied to work with me. I'm gonna read this. They applied to work with me. I needed to tell someone this. And I reached out to them after their application. And I said, can you tell me the main reason you reached out and what you're looking for in an online business? And it's a guy. He said, more money. And I said, okay, you can do that anywhere. Like, with guys, I'm so sassy. I'm like, don't play with me. I was like, okay, you can do that anywhere, but what about my page and working with me stood out to you? And he's like, seems like an easy, relaxing job. I'm like, boy, I do not want to work with you. You can get the AI and leave me alone. Like, that's not who I want to work with. I don't know what point I was getting to that, but anyways, assume the close always is number nine. So I'm just gonna assume that he wants the AI because he's lazy and he wants something easygoing, right? So he obviously, why would he not want the AI? He doesn't have to do anything. He wants an easy, relaxing job, income, AI, baby. AI. If you don't have the money for that, you better figure it out because you lazy. So figure it out once, and then you can be lazy for the rest of your life. Okay. But assume it closed always. This is where people really get in their head. They're like, oh, I don't want to sound salesy. I don't want to come off with pressure, right? But when you start saying things like, follow me, come with me, I'll show you how easy it is to do business. Let me show you what it looks like to get started, right? If there isn't any reason stopping you from doing this, let's get started. You weren't going to start today? I understand. Let's do it anyways, right? Yeah, that may come off as salesy, but we are, especially if you're in WFAB, we are professionals in sales that want to be paid, right? We're not just la-di-da, just trying to talk to people for no reason. We want to be paid, right? And if you are getting those sales consistently, then you can come home to your husband, come home to your kid, whoever, tell your kid we're going to Disney because mommy knows how to close some sales. Mommy got some sales today. And I'm going to get even more tomorrow because I'm getting better and better every day. Right? Okay. Number 10. Last but not least. This is what most people don't do. Even I struggle with it. And this is why, guys, the best books that you find, you have to read over and over and over again. I'm telling you, this book is gold. Pure gold. Pure freaking gold. Seller Be Sold by Grant Cardone. Honestly, he should pay me for promoting his book. Okay, number 10. Always persist in the close and ask one more time. You know what sold me on my boyfriend? I ghosted him. So we met on Hinge. It's 2023, okay? It's 2022 when we met. But we met on Hinge. And we talked for like a night or two on text. He got me onto text. We didn't keep it on Hinge, right? He got me onto text pretty much right away. We talked on text. We had similar interests, whatever. I was just like, yeah. Like over pictures, I was like, for one, your photography is like, meh. Until he met me, and then, you know, it got better. And then we were just, you know, I don't know. It was just kind of boring. I was, whatever. So I ghosted him. And there was another person that was, like, love bombing me at the time, you know, but I didn't realize it. Eventually, I cut them off, like, a week later. So I ghosted him because I wasn't that interested. And then guys, I don't use Snapchat. Like, I literally don't fucking use it. Like, excuse my language, sorry. But I get on Snapchat for some reason. I think one of my friends, like, sent me a message on there. And he adds me because you know how you can add someone with the same phone number? So he adds me. And I'm like, what the hell does this mean? What? And, like, this is, like, a week or two later. Like, 2 weeks. Like, I didn't ghost him for that long. Okay. So then he tries again, and like he tried already the first time, but I wasn't sold, so he tried again. Well, then I saw him like post on it. He's a Gemini, okay, so I've been talking about this. He's a Gemini, and so he's loud and crazy and outgoing, right? So he posts on his Snapchat story, and I'm like, okay, wait, hold on, you're attractive. So then he asked to take me out on a date. And I'm like, ah, okay. All right, sure. Let's go out on a date. Then he drives 2 hours away. He drives 2 hours, doesn't even know me, only knows me from Hinge, right? And Snapchat, I guess, to take me out on a date. And on the first date brings me flowers. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, he asked one more time. Okay. If he never asked that second time, he would not have closed me. He would not have closed me. I would have been bored. Right. So assume the close always, 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 always. Okay. And persist and always ask one more time. Let's see. My husband, who was a fling at the time, drove an hour and a half on Christmas to see me. Now we're married. Yeah, exactly. Men will invest in you, their time, their money. They will invest in you, all of the above, if they really want you, right? Okay. Okay, so this last one, always persist in the close and ask one more time. It's probably the most important but hardest hardest commandment, right? Because this is like the follow-up. And you ask my team, I struggle with follow-up, but I get so many new people. I'm always talking to new people, but I need to follow up, right? And like I said, this reading these books over and over again reminds me what I need to focus on. So like I said before, until a transaction is closed, you have provided zero value to a potential or to a client. Literally zero value until a transaction is closed. All you did was take their time, right? So I feel like this was a big perspective switch for me, because I'm like, all I've done is take these people's time. Like I haven't been able to give them any value, any true value, because I haven't persuaded them to sign up. But I know 100% once they sign up, as long as they use the services, as long as they get their AI started, as long as they do the trade alerts, as long as they take the time to learn the skill set of marketing and actually do it and commit, they are 100% going to get results, 100%, right? So I need to make sure that they are getting the value and not wasting their time, because time is money, right? So, but if you don't ask once, how can you ask several times? Like, it starts with the first one, right? Let's see. People are like, especially on a call, I feel like a lot of times I'm like, they say, I don't have money today, right? Who gets that? I don't have money today. I get it all the time. I'm like, well, you got on this call with me. You said that you had $300. But you know what? I let them sell me that they don't have money. So I'm like, oh, now I'm going to be like, oh, you don't have money? Let's do it anyways. Right? Because if not, I know they're going to go pay more money to be with someone that's less dedicated. There's a lot of people that quit in this, but one thing I'm not doing is ever quitting, right? I am here for the long run. All right, guys. So the last thing that I have, and let me know if you want this, anyone who's on the live call right now, he has a 250,000 sales success schedule, because using time efficiently was number 8, right? So he has a 250,000 sales success schedule. Just drop a one in the chat if you want me to go over this really quick, because I love hearing people's routines, people's schedules. All right. Oh, hi, team. Okay. Let's see. So here's the schedule. For one, he put it as 250,000 because, for one, less than 2% of the population make that much. And I saw a post the other day that said 300,000 is the new 100,000, right? And then number 2 is time is the number 1 excuse that people say. If they're not succeeding, whatever, if they're busy, time is the number 1 excuse, okay? So what that means is that you're just not using your time efficiently. Okay, so here's the schedule. 6 a.m., he wakes up, okay, is wake up time. And he says, wake up and prepare to win. And the general rule is to wake up 2 hours before you need to be anywhere. So if you need to be somewhere at 6, you better be getting up at 4. But also going to bed earlier. Okay, so his schedule goes from 6 to 10. 6 to 10, okay? So he says, wake up and prepare to win. Write your goals down. So first thing after waking up, he always has talked about this, write your goals down. And he writes it in like present tense. So he'll say like, I'm worth $1 billion in real estate. I have this many properties, right? So write down what your goals are in present tense, okay? And then he has 20 minutes of exercise or motivational training. Okay, so morning motivation, whatever that is. So, okay, and then 7 a.m., he says healthy breakfast, dress professionally and successfully, of course. Turn drive time into learn time. So every day when he's driving, he puts on something that builds his skill sets. So whether that be how to, like a skill set based book. So how to win friends and influence people, or listening to Daniel G and his sales training, like doing something, or maybe listening to one of Kane's trainings, right? doing something in the morning on your drive, if you're driving to work or driving to a meeting, a client at a coffee shop, whatever it is, drive, turn your drive time into learn time. He also has stopped by a neighbor on the way to work. That was a little extra, but you know, that's what he says. And he's multimillionaire. okay, 7:45, he says, arrive early. Early bird gets the worm and will never go old. Update your battle plan and ask yourself, how do I get in front of 8? So he's like, get to wherever you need to go before 8 a.m. 20-minute daily sales meeting. And then, let's see, save a deal meeting. So every morning they try to save a deal. So salvage any like working accounts that may not go through. Okay, nine through noon, it says massive outflow. So follow up with 100% of yesterday's opportunities, make a personal visit before 10 a.m., send out 10 emails with a video or a link before 11 a.m., make 10 calls to confirm the receipt of the email. We're not doing enough. 5 in-service clients before 11 a.m., call all last week mail that you sent out. Wow. It's like, it's not enough just to send the mail. You have to call them all the next week. He said, fax or email blast all of last week's opportunities and rework deals that need approval. So that's from 9 to noon. Wow. Okay. Then at noon, call the client list for lunch and community or club lunch is when he says. All right. Only 3 more things. 1 through 5, it says massive outflow. So send mail to 5 previously sold customers. Send mailers to 5 all opportunities 2 weeks out. Oh my gosh, so many mailers. Oh, he also says send 5 birthday cards. So whether it's like on Facebook, whatever, like tell people happy birthday. Make a personal visit before 4:30 and then 10 minutes of motivation and training. So he doesn't just do motivation in the morning. He does it like 1 to 5 too, which is good. It's like a midday refresh. Okay. Then we have 5 to 8 and 8 to 10. So 5 to 8 is handle appointments and walk in traffic. So this is like the best, I would say this is the best time for like one-on-one calls is 5 to 8 because people are getting off of work. Write up every opportunity and turn every customer to a manager. Okay, that's his thing. Okay. And then 8 through 10 is create tomorrow's battle plan. Go home and be with loved ones and family. He says he spends 3 hours with his family per day. Accumulatively, not all at once, but accumulatively. Avoid negative TV and write your goals down again. So coming from a multi-millionaire, he has a show that's like, he basically starts from zero and gets like $1 million and like, I forgot. And I think it's called like Undercover Billionaire or something like that. You guys look it up. But coming from someone who's very, very wealthy, who has been doing this schedule for a long time, this is what he does. So if you ever feel like you need to do more, but you don't know what, look at this schedule. So I can send it to you guys in the chat, okay? But it is 8:45. Thank you guys so much for hopping on. I am going to end the podcast. Please like and share this or subscribe to the channel. And we will see you tomorrow on Wake Up with WFAB. Also, we have some changes coming with Wake Up with WFAB. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're in our Telegram chat. Okay.